Thank you, sir.
Start with that third period, pretty important, especially the way the third period kind of got away from you last night.
That's something we're harping on in our meetings today. And we all know after the last couple of games what we could have done differently, the way we could have played in the third. That's a sign of a good team to learn and put it to use the next night, and we see the result we get when we do that, and it pays off for us. So it's just a sign of a mature team, honestly.
And to get it done on the kill early in the period kind of set the tone for the rest of the period. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the kill can always give you momentum, can take a momentum from them. You got to use it as an opportunity, right? You get a penalty, it's, you know, you can't be the start yelling at the refs and I'll get all negative. It's like, hey, we have an opportunity here to have a big kill, create some momentum, but we score one, like, even better, right? So it's a huge momentum swing, and then what we do from there on out, the next shift, the next couple of shifts, determines which way we're going to go. And for the most part, we did a pretty good job of following each other shift after shift, doing the right things and playing the right way, and we get a great result from it.
Charlie, both goals in the third year going to the net kind of causing some chaos. Teams have scored some of those types of goals against you guys recently. Is that that's just how they go in this time of year? Is that kind of a point of emphasis, what you guys have to do?
Yeah, they're not always going to be pretty. The pretty ones are not. I mean, we had the first one that was pretty, and it's not always like that. I'd say more times than not, the goals are, you have to go hard to the net and traffic, and it's not even really a shot. It's a shot, but it goes off of something or someone, and it's in. But you see their two goals they had. We kind of talked about it between periods that, hey, why? Like, that's what it's going to come down to for us. Like, why they just did it, why can't we? And it's nice when it pays off like that, but I think it does because we do the right things and we play the right way. We go over stuff in between and we go execute it, and it gives us a good chance to do it.
Dave's cameras caught you on the bench with the kind of a look like, boy, I don't know where this is going on the review. Is that how you were feeling? Just you were there, but
yeah,
you just never
know these days with that stuff. And you see other games and video from other goalie interference that don't look like much and they get called back, so you just never really know. You just try to be positive and just whatever happens, like, we got to go out and play well anyway, so it doesn't really matter at that point. But I was watching the replay next to me on the bench there, and it looked like I was kind of in there, but looked like the goalie just, he never moved. Like, he stayed the same. It's not like I blocked his foot or blocked anything, and I back out. Yeah. So we're just, of course, we're happy with the call.
Yeah, and how did that puck go in? Did it go up Yossi or go up you?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you're bumping him, he's bumping me, you hit something, all of a sudden the puck, and I don't know. That's why I let Sivo go down the line. I was like, I don't want to be that guy. If it doesn't go off me and I'm going down the line like this, you know? So I can give him crap. If I don't know if I get credit or not, but give him crap now. He went down first.
There you go. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah,
thanks, Charlie.